Mercury testing in gold miners in Nome is going to take place next week. The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services will conduct the voluntary screenings that were prompted from concerns that miners in Nome may be exposed to harmful levels of mercury fumes. KNOM's Lorelei Kanin has the story.
The gold being dredged from the seafloor just offshore of Nome is often attached to mercury that was used during the gold rush in the late 1800s and early 1900s. Mercury was often used during the gold rush to extract gold.
Because mercury forms an amalgam with gold and other metals, and it's a great way to bind it.
Ali Hamade is an environmental public health program manager and will be in Nome next week with a few colleagues to conduct the testing. He says the mercury used more than 100 years ago is binding to gold on the seafloor. He says the Department of Health and Social Services have received anecdotal accounts that some miners may be heating the gold to drive off the mercury.
And when you burn off mercury, it becomes a vapor and you could inhale it just like any other gas or dust. And if we find that some miners are exposed to levels that could be harmful to their health, we'll follow up with them, you know, let them know what they need to do to prevent that. And if we don't see that they're exposed, we'll also let them know, and that's even better.
Hamade says the effects from mercury are dependent upon how much mercury a person has inhaled. With smaller exposures, there can be damage to the lungs, the nervous system, and the kidneys, and if exposed for a long period,
they could still have some of the same issues, but there'll be more, you know, nervous system. You may find some, you know, tremors, and people having emotional disturbances. They could have kidney damage, blood pressure issues. And some people may just not be experiencing any of that, but if they do, we're interested in following up with them.
Hamade says 80% of mercury inhaled is absorbed by the body. Some exits the body through urine, so the team of health officials will simply be taking urine samples next week. The samples will be sent to be analyzed in Atlanta, and Hamade says they hope to get results a month later. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.